Hoping to end an impasse with the city council, the mayor of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, is agreeing to spend $1 million in unused tax revenue. Mayor Linda Tyer gathered reporters Monday in hopes of ending a standoff with councilors looking to lower the impact of rising taxes in 2020.
We are putting forward an order to appropriate an amount not to exceed $1 million.
The city already has $750,000 of free cash baked into its 2020 budget. The move comes after the council rejected Tyer's plan for adding an additional $500,000, as well as a compromise at $750,000 at its November 12th meeting. The subsequent meeting, November 26th, yielded no progress on the negotiation. Now, before Tuesday night's special meeting, the recently re-elected Tyer says she is unhappily agreeing to the $1 million.
My concern has been that with every compromise that we make, they change the target. So we are willing to go up to a million, but no more. If they insist on more than a million, they're going to have a problem.
If the city fails to send out February 2020 tax bills by the end of 2019, it risks facing a funding shortage for the first part of the year.
I'm aware of the political dynamics that are at play here, and I'm more concerned about the risk to the city of Pittsfield than I am about winning this argument.
Ward 2 Councilor Kevin Morandi, who proposed the $750,000 compromise only to reject it for the $1 million plan proposed by Ward 6 Councilor John Kroll, made the rare procedural move of lodging a charter objection to prevent a vote on the compromise at the final November meeting.
Obviously, there's a stalemate here. Obviously, some of us really want to use that $1 million and really help the residents. We certainly have the opportunity to do that. We have the revenue account in the stabilization fund. We're over $10 million. So I think anything we can do to help the taxpayers, I'm certainly willing to do.
The projected tax rate increase under the $750,000 plan was 5.94% for the average homeowner, around $215.36. Raising the spending to $1 million in free cash will reduce that to 5.68%, saving the average homeowner around $10. Tyer says the city council is thinking in the short term, while her administration is thinking in the long term.
It is because we are at our levy, and we also have no ability to do a Proposition 2.5 override. So if there is any significant emergency that impacts this community, we need those reserves in order to respond accordingly to whatever emergency might come our way, because we cannot do a Proposition 2.5 override like most communities in the Commonwealth can still do.
Under Proposition 2.5, communities are limited in the amount that they can raise their levy in any given year by 2.5%.
Pittsfield's Director of Finance, Matt Kerwood.
It's last year's limit times 2.5% plus new growth gets you to your new levy limit.
The tax levy is the amount that needs to be raised through taxation to fund the municipal budget. The city is currently projecting the levy at around $89.8 million for fiscal year 2020. The levy ceiling is the maximum amount the city can raise through taxation.
Under the law, your levy limit can never be higher than your levy ceiling. So given that we are at our levy ceiling, our levy limit automatically or becomes our levy ceiling, and the levy ceiling automatically becomes our levy limit.
In Kerwood's opinion, the city should keep its $6.3 million in free cash as savings in the event of a recession. Councilor Kroll, who will exit city government after a decade in January, told WAMC that he applauded Tyer's move and chalked up the entire exercise as a healthy representation of checks and balances.
This is the number that I said that I had stated right from the beginning was $1 million, so I'm completely satisfied with that.
Ward 4 Councilor Chris Connell, who was opposed to the first two figures presented by the mayor, confirmed to WAMC that he too would support the proposal. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.